Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So you're talking about Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and you mentioned how you're watching him and you feel like he has been hampered by some sort of injury, and it looks more like you said, hamstring or quad, and, you know, potentially something that is not going to get better. And the reason why you had this opinion was because you were watching the throws he was making and actually the throws he wasn't making, and went back and watched the film. And I guess, you know, some of the reaction out there thought that you were making an excuse for him, as I saw some of that, which is a load of crap. I was sat here next to you. You were not making an excuse. You were evaluating what you saw on the field. I mean, for God's sakes, it was, what, 2 weeks ago you said that Aaron Rodgers sucked the life out of the Jets building. Is that making an excuse for him? Absolutely not. So I just wanted to clear that up on your behalf,
because I appreciate that because, you know, here's the thing. Watching the game on Sunday, we all knew he didn't throw the ball downfield. And obviously that was all over the place on Monday. It was all over the place on Tuesday. So I wanted to go back and I wanted to watch all the throws again. It's not hard to do. You just go right to NFL Plus, and you can watch the end zone. You can watch the all 22, and you just sit there and you look at it. And if you know what you're looking for, and if you've played the position and you know exactly things that could be bothering somebody, you could see it. Mm. And what I saw is he's got a, and I hate to say this because I don't want to out a guy, because I don't know whether or not, it's me speculating on it, but it has to be. There's something wrong with his left leg, his front leg. And I could just see it. Now, I know he throws off his back foot a lot anyway. And it just, to me, looks like he can't, like, and everybody's like, oh, he's washed. He's this, he's that. He's not washed. He's hurt. And he's out there playing hurt. It's kind of like what Brett Favre did when he came here as a Jet quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason you play when you're hurt, and even though you may be hurting the team, is because it really does mean something to you. And you want to go out there and you want to play and you want to live up to the expectations. Not making excuses for anybody. I'm just telling you, he's not right. His left leg is not right. And I could see it because it's his front leg. It's not his back leg. And if it were his back leg, then he'd be more probably like Dak Prescott, and he couldn't be able to play because he couldn't put any pressure on his, you know, and that's probably why I see a lot of shotgun with him and everything. Mm-hmm. I think it's really to try to protect that leg. I see only, and he's getting the ball out. At times it's inaccurate. At times it's quick and it is accurate, but I just don't see him moving as well as I would have expected, or if there is nothing wrong with him.
So let me ask you.
So it's not if I told you next Monday with all this stuff going on around the Jets and supposedly Woody Johnson saying after the Denver Bronco game in a heated meeting or a meeting with everybody, an extended staff meeting, that maybe we should just bench Aaron Rodgers. You know, and then people taking it different ways and running with it. Now, all of a sudden, that's in that Athletic article. I'm like, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you hear all this, the GM's fired, the coach fired, they don't want you back for next year, do you elect to have maybe season-ending surgery if, in fact, that is required?
Yeah, I mean, or if maybe not even season-ending surgery, or this, like, I'm just going to sit out a couple games because I'm not healthy and I'm gonna hurt myself even more if it doesn't require surgery. I guess it has to be like Dak Prescott when it's torn off the bone for there to be some sort of surgery to get it back. Other than that, I guess it's something that just
I'm not making any excuses for him. I'm pointing out what I think is obvious.
Yeah,
that nobody is talking about. That's all.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, you've been as critical of Aaron Rodgers and what's gone on this year than anybody, talking about how he throws people under the bus in his way, in his nuanced way, in the press conferences, and everybody looking at him and sucking the life out of the building. It's not an excuse. He's playing bad. He's probably playing hurt. The offense isn't very good. And, you know, honestly, the defense has been worse ever since Rob Saleh left. So the team's just out. It's a bad team on the road to nowhere. And this the rest of this season, I mean, at this point, I bet you Woody Johnson would like to just cancel the rest of the season. And if there wasn't money involved, he probably doesn't want to see this team play again, you know, and just get a new GM, get a new quarterback, get a new head coach and everything else. And let's start as soon as possible. And that's why Joe Douglas was let go this week, because it's as opposed to him hanging around the building for the rest of the year.
Yeah, there's no reason for having a guy hanging around the building, having nothing to do or having his, you know, legs cut out from underneath of him.
No. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm sure Joe Douglas is relieved to be able to get away from that. All right, let's go to Steve, who's in Islip. What's going on, Steve?
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just want to tell you, I've been a longtime fan of both you guys, Boomer and Gio, and I know Boomer from many, many years ago. I was from the rival school next door, Islip, and a funny story. Used to come over and steal all of our girls. We had a lot of attractive girls in my graduating class.
What?
And Boomer used to drive it down in a red convertible, and with his lineman, and come down to
school. Come on, stop that! Don't bring that up now at all. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Do you remember Boomer? Do you remember the Golden Leaf? The Golden Leaf?
Of course, the Golden Leaf and Huttley's and the Firehouse. Yes, yeah, correct. Of course. I remember all of that.
Yes. Yep.
Steve, you're
back
saying...
Back then,
Steve, I just want to make this right. You're saying that Boomer would come over from East Islip in the red convertible with his lineman over to your school district and then just start stealing your girls?
Yeah, our turf, so to speak, and they all the girls would you know, kowtow to him, and the guys would too. But
I mean, where are you getting this from?
Back then, we hated it. Back then, we actually hated you, Boomer. But now, we all love you.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I mean, you guys manufacture some BS. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I did have the red and white convertible. I will tell you that, and it was jacked up in the back with the big tires, and had the Krako speakers and the 8-track tapes. Yeah, I had all that. Yes, 100%.
Did you have his girlfriend?
I don't think I had his girlfriend. I had my own girlfriend. You met her.
No, not my girlfriend. But all the girls in my school, we had a lot of attractive girls in my school. I played a lot of sports in school, too.
What was the old girl school in Islip?
No, my school.
I know that, but I'm asking you, there was an old girl school in Islip. It may still be there. I'm not sure. Do you remember the name of it? It was a Catholic school, I think.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I went over there.
Would you go there?
Oh, yes. I do remember going there, yes.
Oh, that's so funny. Let's go there and clean up.
It's unbelievable. Hello.
And the only reason I knew that is because one of my really close friends growing up had a sister who went to school there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah, she was good looking, too.
So. Hello, all girls school. Boomer yes. here. I'm the big quarterback down the street.
I wonder why these athletes get all the ladies. They're masculine.
Everything's bigger.
Everything's bigger.
Huge penis.
You guys are idiots.
Oh, that's great. And you know what? That guy's been telling that story for like 40 years now, which is amazing.
Exactly, yes.
Boy, and Boomer, I love Boomer now.
To me, finally.
I love Boomer now, but he used to come over here and bang oral.
I wasn't doing that. So,
well, we love him now. He's great. The community and everything he does for charity. But, you know, back then he used to come over. He used to come over to our school, a rival school. He used to bang all our girlfriends in his convertible and then leave. It was so bad. We used to hate him. But he's great now. He's a good guy. He's a good guy now.
What's the name of that school?
I'll bet you closed it. I'll tell you that much.
No.
The Catholic girls' school. Got everybody kicked out.
That wasn't Sacred Heart. I don't think it was.
Somebody knows. I hold on. I just got a couple. Academy of St. Joe's?
Yes. Yes, St. Joe's. That's what it was.
All right.
What was that? Was that Bayshore or Islip?
I don't know. The guy who texted me about it, I'm sure, will text me again about it.
Okay.
So, you know, I got sources all over the South Shore.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
The Academy of St. Joe's. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to Lee in Queens. Hello, Lee.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Slow content day today. So I wanted to call about Eddie Scazzeri. And when is he retiring?
So he's going to be retiring a year from the kickoff to summer show this year. So it'll be
a year and a half.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Because he is so vital to this show. I mean, he has technical comedic support is what he adds. And would he have a number in mind for how much of a raise for him to stay?
Eddie?
Yeah, but it's not realistic for the company, I'm sure.
Well, how do you know?
I'm aware, you're assuming again.
You have no idea.
Well, is the number like extravagant?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so then that's why.
What does Shorehaven say?
If you take Eddie out of the equation, the amount of times he makes Boomer laugh, which makes all of us laugh.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's a big blow to the show.
And I think we know, and I'm kind of not thinking about it because that's what I do. I procrastinate and don't think about it. And then like when it happens, I'm like, oh my God, I should have done something about this. But we talked about this, like wins above replacement, like Eddie May,
exactly.
his number,
technical,
I think.
Comedic support.
Like, because like all of us, there'll be like a, like, this is the best way I can put it. Like all of us, we feel like do the best job that we do in these seats. However, like someone could do like a half-ass job of us in these seats. People can't even do like a tenth of what Eddie does.
We actually had some guys try to do it.
Yeah, but
I know Lugauer tries to do it in the afternoon a little bit.
But that's the
and
thing.
I know that, you know, the Kid the K show has basically tried to do it over the years.
There's been two guys who have been masterful with it, Fred on the Howard Stern show and Eddie. Those are the two guys.
Yeah, but there was a third. It was Craig himself.
Hitting all the stuff.
Because he had it in front of him.
They don't agree in there.
Yeah. Yeah, he would get sometimes two.
He would just hit everything on the board and no rhyme, no reason.
Yeah, which made it actually like.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yes.
They both looked at each other, shaking their heads.
There were some times where Eddie would say, we got to get that machine out of there.
I remember I asked for the machine and then you guys just. I said, let me have the machine, and nobody ever came back to me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
not one.
I wonder why.
Literally, in the last 8 years, not one person has come to me and asked me about that. I made a request, and it just never happened. It just never went anywhere.
Well, but it was work. I mean, I remember when I started it, he was like, I think it's best if I do the drops, and I agreed. I was like, because then it's like we're all, there are a few times. Like, I don't ask for a lot of them, but there are a few times I think, like, this will be perfect, and then Eddie will get it, and then, like, I could tell, like, he'll smile when I say it, because he'll, like, all right, we're on the same page. But I don't want to take that ability away from him, because I also think it's great that we're surprised by a lot of
it. It's not taking the ability away from him. It's basically trying to replace that ability when he leaves.
Well, when he leaves, that's different.
But this other, whoever it is that'll replace me, they will find their own way of contributing that is different, but could be better. So, you know, you just let it evolve.
So, for you, there's a number that you have in mind.
Well, actually, I don't have a number in mind.
Well, maybe we'll give you a number in mind or whatever. We'll come up with something. And we'll figure out what that may be. But it's great to know that you feel that way, that there is a possibility that you can actually be paid to stay here. And I'm sure that your wealth partner, Shorehaven Wealth Partners, would love to add more money to your 401(3B), whatever the hell you, however you're doing your retirement fund and everything else. Because I know deep down, somewhere in there, there's somebody that appreciates working and making money and getting paid.
Well, if that was the case, I wouldn't have been in radio for 38 years.
Exactly.
Probably would have a car that runs on canola oil.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, so
I actually had not even thought about it because it's not even something that I would, you know, I'd have talked to the wife about it. And,
I mean,
of course,
it sounds
Shorehaven Wealth Partners.
I mean, it sounds like it's a done deal, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a year and a half away.
Yeah, I don't see it's
good. Maybe AI will be good by that point, and like they'll hear you guys say something, and it'll trigger like a schlong drop or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll be lucky. But all those guys are waiting for Eddie to retire. I feel like we'd be letting them down. You know, Fleegs and Roscona and Pat Boyle and all these guys that are waiting around. We replaced Eddie with AI. But hey, what we need is a quick schlong drop.
Probably a red thong.
Yeah, that's what we need. So if AI could do it or Roscona could do it, whatever, that's what we need. It's that right there. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because we actually got a drunk text about that job. Remember that?
Oh, Jesus, yes.
Yeah. Someone drunk texted us, both me and Boomer, about Eddie's job and when he's leaving. And what
the guy's
do we
not
think
even
about
out of the, he doesn't have 1 foot out the door yet.
And this person is in a position that to help with the search or wants the job?
Wants the job.
Wants it, yeah.
And wanted to know, like, is there a chance? What job? Am I wasting my time?
I need to know now.
And I was like, really? What? Like, it's like a year and a half. I don't know. What the hell are you doing? Bothering us on a Friday night about this. And I wrote him back in the morning because I was asleep at the time. I wrote him back in the morning. I said, were you drunk? He goes, kinda. I said, well, I was like, yes. The hell are you doing? When he told me, because he texted us separately, he told me, yeah, I texted Boomer the same thing. I said, oh, my God. Are you nuts?
Let's see.
You got it?
I guess I could find it.
It's a bad one. By the way, the Academy of St. Joe's was in Brentwood.
Brentwood, there you go.
That's where you were doing all your stomping.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
You got it?
I think I found it. Let's see.
Actually, yeah, I have it.
You do?
I have what he sent to you, actually, because he screenshotted it to me when I said, oh, my God, what'd you send to him?
Okay.
He goes, hey, I'm blank age. I don't want to give it away. Do I have a legitimate shot of taking over for Scazzeri? It comes down to you and G. I'm not doing it for peanuts, but I will do it for roundabout Scazzeri money. Because if I don't, I am done.
This is what he's texting.
He goes, not a threat. It would be a liberation. And I'm not stupid. You're the guys to talk to.
Oh, he's got that right.
He goes, just shoot me straight so I can quit this nonsense. And this is what happens with these jobs, man. People lose their minds, start drunk texting us.
Yeah.
You know? And we love all these guys. But we're like, dude, you just relax. You know, it's a year and a half from now. I don't know what the hell. I can't give you. Did somebody get guaranteed a job like a year and a half from now?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Can't do that.
No.
Not fair to anybody.
Did I have a response to that or no?
You never responded, no.
I never responded?
Yeah, you did. I don't think.
So that was a separate one that he sent me that you were not a part of.
Right. But when he said, he wrote me something similar. And he goes, I told Boomer the same thing. And I was like, oh, what did you send him? And then he sent me the screenshot.
I'm going to say, just shoot me straight so I can see if I can quit this nonsense.
Yeah. Did you write something back?
I did.
What was it? Go F yourself.
Leave me alone. I sent him a nice text back. Actually.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I said, look, stop being a whiny dumbass. Man up, show up, do your job, show everybody that you care, and who knows, maybe it just may break your way.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. See? There you go.
I didn't want to do therapy on a Friday night.
I was asleep. I woke up to this. I was like, woof. Man, long
loser.
Night for, long night for this guy.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know how we were talking about Pete Hoffman, the producer for BT and Sal?
Yeah.
And how I saw him at this Comedy Foundation event last night at Gotham Comedy Club. So I finally found out how he introduced his friend to me.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, Boom, meet my boy. I'm like, your boy? Your boy looks like he's 50 years old.
Well, you know, like you, we've all said that, though. You're like your boy, Dak Prescott, you know, stuff like that's where it comes from.
But you don't introduce, like, if you and I are out.
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody comes up to me and you. I'm not going, hey, meet my boy, Gio. I'm not doing that. I'm saying, here, this is Greg Giannotti.
Yeah, right, of course.
Meet my friend, Greg Giannotti, or my partner, Greg Giannotti, yes, not my boy.
Your boy.
You're not my boy. Who Jerry's would? Not my boy. Al could be my boy.
My boy. My boy.
Why?
Big boy.
It's awkward.
Yeah. Well, Pete Hoffman really can't win these days. You know, there's really nothing that he does that he can win with. with the, when he talks about Daniel Jones or Saquon Barkley, we're all over him.
Yeah.
Announces his weight on the air. I got to reiterate it. Your boy. Money is my boy. We're crushing him for that. He really can't win, this poor guy.
Then I took the picture with his buddy. And the guy said, thanks, buddy.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No,
I almost
no,
went.
No.
I almost went back at him. Ooh. Okay, pal.
No, no, but no.
The one I don't like is Bud.
Yeah.
Bud?
Yeah.
Chief.
Chief's a, not a good one either.
How about Cuz?
Big like guy. Cuz? No one's ever called me Cuz.
Biggs?
No one's ever called me Biggs. And I've been big. But no, I did get to the bottom of the Sal BT thing with Boomer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
from the guy that caused nothing. I'll play it for it's you, though.
See, I told you. Boomer's like slamming Sal. Like, wait a second.
No, no. I think...
By the way, I'm like one of Sal's biggest fans around here.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it before. You're like,
yeah,
oh,
I was a little annoyed.
Him.
I mean, when that guy called in and he said Sal was picking him, I got a little annoyed at it.
Well, we're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. So they were coming out of a break, and Sal asked BT this question.
Do you think Boomer is jealous of Joe Burrow? Like, I know he's a Bengal fan or root for the Bengals because he was there, but ultimately, Joe Burrow, even with the loss the other night, like Joe Burrow is doing things that just no Bengals quarterback has done before. Boomer won an MVP, was in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But do you think there's a part of him that's like, ah, man, this Joe Burrow's better than I. He's going to be, Joe Burrow's going to be the best Bengals quarterback. He's going to surpass Boomer Esiason.
That's the worst thing he said.
Yeah, all right. Well, Kenny Anderson's the best Bengals quarterback.
Tell you, most of us view you as so.
Well, I appreciate it. I very nice, but you know, Kenny will go down as a 16-year veteran who played for the Bengals and completed 70% of his passes in 1 year, which is amazing back in those days. But you know, all right, so it's not so bad.
No,
but I kind of feel like he was taking a little bit of a shot at me, though.
I guess it was.
I'm not worried about it though. Doesn't matter.
See, I don't think at all. I think he's trying to get in the head of the athlete who is watching someone in his uniform at the same position, you know, do special things. And you think about like he's probably from his perspective. Like, is he thinking like, oh man, like I wonder if Mike Francesa is now jealous of the fact that I get to talk about this particular topic and he doesn't like that.
Maybe
he's just trying to apply that because he has no basis in knowing what that feels like. So,
and by the way, you know, I'm a huge fan of Joe Burrow, and just like I am of Josh Allen, just like I am of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, guys who actually go out there and play and do their thing. I'm all about it, man. I'm all about their success. Good for them.
That seems kind of rude. And the career earnings down there.
Yeah, that's just not.
It's a different time. And that was what BT was saying, too.
I didn't realize I made that much money.
I mean, but look at...
They're making that now in 1 year.
Look at the headline they put up there. This is the, can I borrow a few bucks?
Oh, man, Stephen, you are... When I see his ass.
Who wrote that? Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. Who wrote that?
That was our graphics team.
Okay. Wow. What are their names?
Greg and Max.
Oh, Greg and Max. Okay. Okay, Greg and Max.
Wow.
Well, the one thing is you know, my hair is my real color. That's, I can tell you that.
Yeah, as opposed to what Burrow's been doing. And you never looked like a lesbian like him.
Well, I never said I did, and I never said he did. You said that.
BT did reference that.
Even if he had that inclination to be jealous, which I don't think that he does.
Thank you, BT.
I think the moment that he sees Joe Burrow walking through the bowels of a stadium looking like a complete clown, not knowing how to dress, that dissipates.
So they were referencing that.
Yeah, dressed like Joe, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I dress nice on Sundays. I look great on Sundays.
They also said Joe Burrow has no chance to have the post-playing career that you've had.
He doesn't need to.
But that wasn't the conversation. The conversation was he doesn't have what you've got to be in front of the microphone.
Well, I have to be here. He doesn't.
Yeah. You didn't have to be when you first started, though. You had plenty of money at the end of the career.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
No, I just saw you made $25 million.
Yeah, three quarters of that went to taxes.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Rich people's problems.
Yeah, that's what happens. You've got week 12 tonight with the Browns and the Steelers. Sunday at 1, you got the Giants and the Bucks. Here is Drew Lock. He was the one that was obviously passed over as the number 2 quarterback for Tommy DeVito to get the start. He says he'll be a pro about everything.
There's a ton of emotions involved in all of it. I would say, you know, this is still a business, and you know, I want more jobs after this year. So if I come in and be ugly and nasty. It just leaves a bad taste in these guys' mouths, and who knows how fast that spreads.
And so he will be very supportive, and if he is called upon, he will go out there and play. Now, we were talking about, in terms of the Giants, or really any team that needs a quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. So this comes back to his dad. Now, Dion, the head coach at Colorado, and here he is praising Travis Hunter. And while he praises Travis Hunter, Dion finds a way to essentially praise himself.
He should win the Thorpe, the Biletnikoff, the Jerry Rice, the Prime Award. He should win every darn award that you got. Matter of fact, why don't they have me an award, Rick? Wouldn't that be good if a player that played for me win the Prime? Yeah, they should. The best corner in the college football, it should be called a Prime.
Because he was the best corner in the NFL. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Here's Adam Schefter on Omaha Productions. It's very long, and I cut out a lot of silence where he's kind of thinking and pondering, where he's asked this odd question.
Weirdest place you've broken a story is what?
I can remember being in Denver one time, and I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah, okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin, in every which way.
There you go. Wow.
Where's the weirdest place you ever broke a story?
Jennifer. He did not mention her name.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Hey, good for him. That one made the rounds. I think everybody was giving him sort of like a high five for that one.
That was funny. I'm going to play this for you. You tell me what this is, who he's with, and what it means.
Boy. It was man love, and it was great. All right.
It's someone. I don't know if this is serious or not, but I will tell you the PGA Tour's Twitter page put it out there.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, you know, New York.
Is that somebody trying to hit it sounds like somebody trying to hit a long drive. And really and putting extra oomph into it.
It's not so dry.
It's everything. Is he doing the Steffi Graf thing or whatever the hell that was?
That is Tom Brady's amateur playing partner at some event.
What?
I swear. And that's Brady. If you hear him in the background, you'll hear him say, attaboy.
Oh, that would be annoying as hell.
There's no way.
That guy's doing that.
Naturally.
At the very end,
nobody's doing that.
Sounds like the U.S. Open tennis.
I don't know if it's real or not. But now, that was real. The PGA Tour did put this out, though.
Wow.
And it's funny because that came up on the feed right after I saw Bryson DeChambeau miss again by a foot hitting the ball over his house.
Man, that guy stinks.
And then there's Chris Russo. He was on ESPN. What was he doing? He was killing Tony Romo for saying that the Bills got Amari Cooper in the summer when we obviously know that was recent.
Can somebody tell my buddy Tony Romo, Tony, they did not Buffalo get Amari Cooper at the offseason. They got a Nate Benson, though. Tony told us that they acquired, what a great move by the GM, by making the offseason trade again. They didn't get Amari Cooper in July.
So as he's screaming and losing his mind, Molly steps in. Molly Quirum steps in and says, how dare you, sir?
The fact that you fact-checked that guy, like you haven't made a mistake on TV. You made a lot of mistakes today, buddy. All right.
I have warned you about calling out your contemporaries like that. Tony Romo is an outstanding analyst. You don't have to nitpick against him. You go on TV on Mad Dog Radio every day and mess up names and all of this other stuff. You make a whole bunch of errors.
I mean, so does Stephen A. Smith.
That's why he's saying that, defending Romo.
We all do.
I mean, how the hell do you not know that Shaquan Barkley is on the Eagles now? When they picked him up. Hey, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
What was some of the
and then from that point on, they brought the filibator, the filibators, what is it called? The filibation units?
I mean, I almost passed out when I listened to him make that Amari Cooper mistake. I almost grabbed the filibation unit off the wall. You used the filibator on me. I was so stunned.
That is true.
Candelas or Rice?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Candelas or Rice?
Yeah. He's getting on Tony Romo for that. Candelas or Rice?
Oh, funny.
By the way, I did look up this PGA Tour thing with Tom Brady's playing partner, and I mean,
wasn't Tony Romo.
No, this is what he's doing.
It looks real.
Yeah, no, this is what he does, this guy. Yeah, it does look real.
Oh! That would be brutal.
Yeah, who is this guy?
I don't know. That I'm not sure. I couldn't hear.
It's Jerry Recco when he puts it within 10 feet on a par 3.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, within 5 feet of one.
Nice.
I actually thought I had a hole in one. I did not. Knicks beat the Suns 138-122. They're now 9-6, so good for them. They've won 4 in a row. They go to Utah next. Jalen Brunson at 36, 34 and 10 rebounds for Karl Anthony Towns. You also had the Grizzlies without Ja Morant beat the Sixers 117-111. Philly 2-12. Rutgers beat Merrimack last night at Jersey Mike's Arena 74-63. Ace Bailey had 23 points, 10 rebounds. And how about this? I did not even know that Pat Boyle did this. So Pat Boyle was doing the Columbia LIU game for NEC front row.
Rubio De La Rosa, the drop off, and Bedry, the lay in. Great backdoor find, and then Rock Lee had it knocked loose. What a defensive play from Rubio De La Rosa.
Did you know that? I didn't know he did this.
I didn't know. No.
Yeah, good for him.
And shout out to the Boyle family. I know he just lost his father a couple days ago, so I know it's a tough time for them. And Pat's a great, great kid, and he's working his ass off. So I did not know he was doing play-by-play as well. So pretty good.
Yes, very good. I know he does some Rutgers stuff, too, over there for the alternate sports, and he stays busy. So I didn't realize he was doing that.
You
got to
take him under your wing, Jerry.
Whatever he needs.
Exactly.
You should take him under your wing. You'd be the perfect mentor.
How would I take him under? I'd be happy to do anything he needs, but what would taking him under my wing be equivalent to exactly?
Mentor him, that's all.
In what way?
Sure. Like, hey, listen, I heard this call. You know, maybe you do this a little bit differently, or, you know, when you were telling this story, I don't know. Like, there's things you could do with the experience that you have.
Change your glasses so you don't look like such a, you know, like older person, because he's not as old as he looks when he wears those glasses.
He, like anybody, if they asked for advice, they'd be happy to give it to him.
You suck.
I don't know.
No.
No, no, no. No, no, no. I also don't know.
Hey, Al, do you have anything to add?
It's just sort of like how they're, you know, athletes go over film session. Maybe Jerry goes over the tapes with them.
Yeah, air check.
Air checks.
I would be happy to do. If you think I'm searching out his air checks, you're out of your mind. I got enough going on. But if he sent it to me, I'd be more than happy to do that. Of course, I love Pat.
I think you don't realize the reputation that you have around here.
Oh, and really, as you struggle to keep a straight face.
You have a great reputation around here.
As such,
I try to give you a compliment.
You're the one laughing, not me.
Yeah, it's because the way you look at me, like you think I'm foolish. But I'm not. I'm trying to give you some love.
Okay.
But stop looking at me like that.
We're talking. What do you want me to do? What do you mean, Boomer?
But I'm just saying, guys look up to you out there.
I don't talk to anybody.
That's what I'm saying, because they're afraid of you.
There's no one here.
That's not true. There are people here.
No, it is true.
Jerry Recco.
Well, that's fair. NHL tonight, the Rangers and Calgary.
I used to be one of those guys, by the way. When I was an intern, I was like, it was Jerry, better leave him alone.
Exactly.
Well, because he was also at a rough point of his scheduling career, meaning that you were doing the overnights and you were really not sleeping. Dude. So you were just like a basket case every time I was around you. So
I was sleeping between 123 and 139.
I'd never seen anything like it. He would do an update. You'd write all your updates and then you would sleep in between the updates. And this is when we did, you know, 2020s. Every 20 minutes.
I couldn't sleep anymore during the day, so I would get into work, and I could not keep my eyes open.
Right, so he'd come out, he'd be like, you know, Jerry Recco, 2020 Sports, go out, put his head down on the desk.
Set my alarm.
Set your alarm.
Yeah.
Wake up, go do the update, do it all over again.
See, that's never the missed kind of, one. See, but this is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. That's people look at you and they know that you have this grinder reputation. And look where you have come or gotten to.
Yeah, no, it's been good.
Tony Page used to ask me all the time, Jerry mad at me? I was like, no, Tony. I just think he's tired. He's like, oh, okay, because I mean, it seems like he's mad at me.
Well, because he'd want to talk.
You're like, yeah, Greg, can we just do this?
He's like, Jerry Recco's here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you play a little bit big. Little League Baseball?
Yes.
Were you good?
No.
Your kids playing?
Yes.
Are they good?
Hope so.
Hi, this is Jerry Recco with SpongeBob Update. They come here. Is Jerry mad at me?
Oh, my gosh. That is funny. All right, moment of the day brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Anejo Blanco Cristalino Reposado.
You're like, shut up, Tony. I got to take a nap in between my updates.
It was a bad time physically, man. Mezcal and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Early this morning, Boomer discussing Christmas Day football and how successful the NFL has been, which means a lot of ad dollars.
My boy Tony T over there at CBS got to be selling. I mean, and they also had a great 1 o'clock window.
You know what he's
with
you know what
Baltimore he's, and Pittsburgh.
Tony Toronto's he's going federal over there.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how he can handle. Everybody's probably coming at him, and yeah. He probably wants to. You know, they want to. You know, buy more inventory.
Remember what that FED was, right?
Yes, I do. Yes.
What was it? Just remind me.
It was a fully erect thong.
Think you were going to do it.
You asked me what it was.
I know, but I just thought you really, why would you say it? You just powered right through. And I made sure I stayed quiet.
Yeah, I'm sure Tony is going federal.
There you go. Moment of the day.
And
what'd
by
you notice?
The way,
uh-huh.
We started this segment with Boomer going, yeah. So Pete Hoffman introduces his friend as my boy. It's not your boy, he's a grown man. And then Boomer, in this moment of the day.
My boy Tony T over there.
Right. Who's like 75. So.
He's not 75. But that's a different way of introducing somebody. And it's not me here introducing you to him to shake his hand.
Hello, Kettle. This is Pot. You are black.
Oh, that's funny.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I just had a very interesting interaction with our buddy Youssef, the happiest man in America. Kind of miss Youssef making his Friday picks, you know?
I don't know whatever happened
to that. I wish we could recreate that.
Well, what happened to it is they took him off the Friday shift here at the at our building. I think someone in the inner workings of the company that owns the building got jealous, and they took him out of this building on Friday, so he can't do the picks.
All right. Well, I don't know what happened, but you said, you know, he's always such a nice guy, very pleasant. And he goes, Mr. Boomer, thank you for the delicious smell coming from your office. And I said, well, it's very nice. Thank you very much. Because I've put an air freshener in my office, an electronic air freshener. And it is a delicious smell, if you'd like. Because the place was starting to smell like a hockey bag. Not my office, but the place in general.
Yeah. I just thought it was your pheromones that was coming out of there that you said.
No, no. And you says loves the smell.
Okay.
And he said something about the ladies' bathroom, and I walked away.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And someone have an issue in there again?
I don't know.
Someone splattered all over the wall in here one time.
So I got this Pura diffuser thing.
This is the air freshener?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thing is awesome.
Nice.
Really good.
Pura diffuser?
Yeah. It's not very expensive. But it's a really nice.
I'll pop one of those in my office.
It smells like a beautiful woman, Jerry. All oiled up in suntan lotion.
Is that what it smells like?
You can make it smell like, no, I don't have that smell.
You can make it smell like an oiled up, beautiful woman with suntan
lotion? I'm sure there are a lot of smells that you can use.
Is that one of them?
I don't know.
What's a better smell, Jerry? A stripper or a bikini girl covered in coconut suntan lotion?
You guys had that real discussion, huh? And what was Jerry's answer?
I don't recall.
He goes, I would just say,
stupid.
if the stripper perfume's not great.
It used to be very nice back in the, you know, in the 90s.
Ugh. Back in the 90s. I'm talking back in the dollhouse in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
What the hell could that smell like?
Oh, that is great.
The stripper perfume, not great.
So, anyway.
You want to sniff me up and down?
Yeah, sniff. Yeah, so Yousef loves the smell coming from the office.
All right.
Have you smelled it?
I have not, no. Yeah. I'll go in there after the
show. How could you not? It's in the hallway there.
I don't know. Maybe I'm going the way of fleas. I'm losing my sense of smell. I don't know.
You know what that is?
Long COVID?
No. It could be a sign of dementia.
No. I think I'm fine. I can still smell your farts, so I think I'll be okay.
Smelling your own fingers.